The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
By the way, Sean, happy birthday, brother. Wanted to wish you that.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hey.
Hey, Daddy.
It's a sweet spot. He is Sean. I am David. Shout out to Will Harris, our fighter. He's going to kick some ass tomorrow night at Fight Night. And at 2:57, full ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you someone that just got a good deal on a used sex device, Monto.
Refurbished. And thank you.
Pre-owned.
Yeah, I feel like ham should be my new soccer partner.
I thought you were going to say sex device.
Full ham.
By the way, good choice, Fulham.
Thank you.
As I will say it after the announcement.
Thank you.
Yeah, why?
Poor Sean.
Why?
But that gave us an opportunity.
Oh my God, that was laughing.
I thought you'd already announced it.
No, I didn't announce. No, I did not. Sean had two funny moments.
We just figured you were in a full kit for a reason.
Shin guards.
You have your Umbros on?
Man, he must have made an announcement. He's wearing it all.
And also, congrats on your new polo team before you announce it today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Can't wait.
Did your horse come in?
Have you chosen the yachting team yet?
Yeah, you do the Race of the Americas or whatever.
The yacht squad.
The Race of the Americas.
America's Cup?
Yeah. That one.
I'm just kidding.
They're the hard line.
We all watched that as kids, America. Though, because we had nothing else to watch. It was on ESPN, and we're like, all right, sailing. Right?
No.
Who was the...
Well, you did. I'm talking about our generation.
Who was the America's captain?
He had all the sunscreen on. What was his name, Bob?
He always
Dennis was. Connor?
Yes, Dennis Connor. See, he watched the crusty semen.
He had the zinc on his nose. It looked like crusty semen.
Like he was on the cover. Dude, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yes. They would put him on the cover of SI and we'd go to the mailbox and like, what the heck is this?
And then we'd read it and be like, okay, I guess.
America's favorite semen.
You got to turn off Sports Term every now and then. You don't need to know the old boat captain from the 80s.
When we were kids, it was a big deal.
He was, for some reason, he was a really big deal.
He was famous.
80s famous.
We didn't have much.
Was he center square?
Two-time world champion.
Yeah.
We didn't have influencers taking up all the fame space.
No. Yeah. He was the clavicular.
He was your iShow feed.
The clavicular.
He was water maxing. He was boat maxing.
Yeah, he was... He was the speed of 1982.
iShow Speed.
Sail mogging.
Dude, I will take right now Dennis Connor to beat up iShow Speed.
Sail mogging.
I'm looking at his bio. The rare non-billionaire to compete.
Okay.
So he was everywhere.
Wow. Yes, he was one of us.
Yeah.
Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel.
He was only a millionaire.
Right.
And who was our competition? Was it Australia that we always...
I feel like New Zealand was a big player.
Well, same thing.
Or Zambia.
I don't think Zambia.
Zambia was into it as much.
I don't think 83-year-old Dennis Connor is beating up iShow Speed.
Okay, we'll see about that. Fight night tomorrow night.
In his prime.
Yeah, there's just no way. He's built like Jim McElwain. The Hardline, Bob Corby Dave in studio.
Bob Corby
today,
Dave. Jim McElwain.
Is Thursday, August 13th, the 225th day of 2026, 140 days left in the year. It is International Left-Handers Day.
Yes.
Got to hit off lefty.
Oh, yeah. So we all get to...
So what do I do? What do I get?
You get some tonight.
Boston backhand day.
Yeah, you get to go get discounts.
You have to stranger.
Text my wife and be like, hey, you know.
Yeah, try it.
Be ready.
Yeah, just say, hey, you know.
Yeah, get
what
it
a
ready.
Bitch.
Left hand emoji.
Be ready.
I already texted her before we flew back to say, be ready. To which she said, for what? This is the whole playlist Bob and I had in the car.
Like, you
Bob
know.
Said, you know.
Holy crap.
Like, you know.
Check her for ticks.
And then I got the...
Excuse me?
Then I got the eye roll emoji and say, I can't wait.
perfect.
Yeah, make sure the Rangers are on.
Yeah. You better turn. Yeah, it's a late game, honey. It's on ESPN. We don't even have to go to buzzer.
That's right.
Last night.
You can coincide this. It's also National Filet Mignon Day.
Mm. Oh.
And I'm upset that we got onto this late. We should have been celebrating since Monday. Apparently, it's National Hobo Week.
What is it? Nobody uses hobo.
I mean, we just did.
Are they exclusive to trains?
Like, yes.
If you're homeless, you can't just be a hobo without a train. It's just a homeless person.
No, that's right. Not true.
I think when I was maybe kindergarten, first grade.
Go on.
My Halloween costume was a hobo.
So you had the stick.
Yeah, I had the stick with the bandana tied.
And it was always filled with either summer sausage or cheese.
And I had a painted-on beard.
Yeah, not like a village person.
Yeah, not a homo.
He ties up his shirt real high.
Hey, what are you, son? I'm a homo.
Where's your stick? You can't see it.
Kind of looks like we've been shut out of winning the world, the America's Cup since 2013, guys.
Also, we lost DC.
New Zealand is...
Bring back our America's Cup.
New Zealand's won three in a row. Mm. Next one is 2027 in Naples.
Would that be frowned upon if I dressed Wells up as a homeless for Halloween?
Or a homeless hobo?
Or
a homo?
All right.
Did you hear how you were born? Two boxcars crashed together.
Can you convince Marissa to dress Wells up as Dennis Connor? For Halloween.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way she would
He's
know.
He's the America's Cup champion from 1984.
Bob and Corby can't stop talking about him.
He's making a huge comeback.
Or what about Dan Connor, John Goodman's character in Roseanne?
Always tugging on his belt.
God dang it, I gotta
Corby bringing up tugging again.
Plow Roseanne again. On this date in the year 1521, Spanish conquistadors capture Aztec Emperor Quahuatahamic, bringing the Aztec Empire to an end. So sorry, Corby. As a fellow native.
Mm. Tough one, pal.
1918, Offa Mae Johnson became the first woman to join the U.S. Marine Corps. Think they were real cool to her.
Golly.
We'll build you your own separate dressing room.
Okay.
And we...
Very graphic.
In the year 1942, the Manhattan Project commences under the direction of U.S. General Leslie Groves.
Good hazy IPA.
With the aim of developing an atomic bomb.
Manhattan, underrated drink. I don't even know what it is, but I've had one. They come in those glasses that are real glassy.
What?
I'm sorry.
They're served up.
Oh, simple.
What does that
Corby.
Mean?
It's a glass with a stem.
Yeah. I like
Not
those.
A martini glass, but it's served up.
Yeah. Rye whiskey, bitters, and vermouth.
Simple, mm-hmm. but delicious. Yeah. Get you hammered. If you're into that.
Mm. I hate them.
What else do you put vermouth in?
Martinis.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lando. In 1969, New York City held a ticker tape parade for the Apollo 11 astronauts.
Did a lot of people show up for the Apollo 11? Is that the one that went...
To the moon.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the one that Tom Hanks was in.
They went to Utah.
Everyone telling them how SG they are.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of people showed up for this one.
Yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were stealing the trash cans.
Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Man, what a time to be an astronaut and a pilot. Chicks loved you.
In the year 1982... Fast Times at Ridgemont High debuts in theaters.
It's okay.
Doesn't hold up.
It's okay.
It doesn't. There's some funny parts.
Yeah.
Some really, really funny parts. But it's,
you got boobs.
Don't watch it with your kids.
No.
You definitely...
Has Will seen it yet?
No. No.
He's more of an American Pie kid.
Let me show you Phoebe.
That's why he didn't win Toddler of the Year.
That's right.
I do have some secret audio of why he didn't win Toddler of the Year. Maybe I'll share it.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like a Dave Land.
Scandal?
Infantino involved? Ooh, sick pun.
Is it because he was being a toddler? Is he smarting off?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
In the year 1995, I think the ticket handled this well. Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle died at a Dallas hospital of his rapidly spreading liver cancer at the age of 63.
63?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cross told him that day.
Didn't we carry the funeral?
What?
Service?
Carry the funeral? Is that legal?
Ticker tape parade.
Like, what do we have?
Broke into it?
David Burrell with a secret recorder in there?
Which funeral did we carry? Was it Landry?
I think we had his liver on as a guest.
I think Big Dick Hunter was a pallbearer.
So Mickey's liver.
Raz liver. Raz.
And in the year 1997, on Comedy Central, South Park debuts.
Oh, my God. More influential than Mickey Mantle, South Park.
Monty, do you remember the world before South Park?
Not at all. I don't want to.
Hey, Monty.
Yeah, Bob. Oh, okay. You stuck in the blinds again, Bob B.
Wait, what year was that, Monty?
97. Mm-hmm.
So when did Family Guy premiere? Same 98?
99.
Yeah. Year or two later.
After the Super Bowl.
Derivative.
Wow. What
after
a run.
The Titans-Rams Super Bowl, I want to say.
The initial run of Family Guy sucks.
You
got to wait till the reboot.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane never thought of it till he watched South Park.
You got to get Mila Kunis in there. P1 birthdays. Hey, Monto, shout out for my P1 brother, Austin. He turns 41 today. He wasn't woken up in a special way. Maybe he can be put to bed that way. Leaders are everyone on the ticket except one guy.
What? Huh.
Can you get a shout out from Gandhi? Thank you for what you do to your bodies. From Lewis.
Or Louis.
Could be Louis.
Well, Lewis, I do not know the name of your friend.
It's Austin.
Gandhi. Oh, like the city, the capital of Austin.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know your geography,
yeah,
don't you, Gandhi?
How about that?
Yes, that is where you can find Matthew McConaughey. All right. I keep getting older and they stem the same age.
That's right, Gandhi.
Well, he is so pop culture literate.
You are hip.
So have a good one, Austin, from me, Gandhi.
He's starting to enjoy these.
At some point, the demographics of DFW are going to shoot that down.
It's good.
We'll be right now. I am huge in Irving and Capel.
We're not there yet,
though. Frisco. Like, a lot of heat going on in Frisco right now.
Oh, the Gandhi heat map is very, very north.
Yeah. Heat map is what he said.
Wondering what he was saying.
Not hit mop.
Good that you're here to translate.
Thank you.
David Faraday is 68 today.
Did he lose his job?
Is he still shilling for Liv?
Yeah, I think he's still shilling for Liv.
Okay.
Him and Arlo went pretty hard that day when they...
Scoffing.
Yeah.
At any suggestion that there's failure ahead.
Might not have aged super well.
Jay Buhner, 62.
Buhns.
Can't believe...
Traded Jay Buhner.
The Yankees traded him.
Marty Turco, 51 today.
Oh, greatness. Marty. Love Field's own.
Turning 39, Devin McCourty. Turning 36 today, DeMarcus Cousins. Old Boogie,
brother.
Boogie. Future Maverick. Mm-hmm.
Casey DeSmith is 35.
Former Maverick.
Backup.
Kobe Allard.
Maverick. I think he plays hockey.
Oh, that's Casey Smith.
Yeah, you're thinking of the trainer.
What, he gets jokes?
Kobe Allard,
Corby thought he said Casey the Smith.
Casey the Smith.
Casey Smith. Osa Odighizuwa, 28.
Future Cowboy.
Well,
former.
Is that
Troy
one
Aikman's
that
favorite?
Out with the cloud above his head.
Pigpen.
DeMarvian Overshown, 26.
What? Friend of the show.
Already 26.
And Ace Bailey, 20.
Mm.
Danny Bonaducci is 67 today.
What was his show?
Partridge Family.
No, the one on E, you idiots.
What do you mean? Yeah. Golly. That was his show. We weren't mad.
Bob?
We were just saying Partridge Family.
You idiots.
The one.
Man of God.
The one from, like, 2010. When he
Breaking
was,
Bonaducci?
Yeah. That was good.
What was
it? Was a good show.
Just said.
His wheels were flying off. And he was, I think, kind of getting counseling and stuff. And it was good.
John Slattery, 64.
Greatness.
From Mad Men.
Love him.
God, he was only like 40 when he was
such a silver fox at a young age.
Four.
Hooking up with
Joni.
Red. Debbie Mazur, 62, from Entourage and Henry Sidepiece and Goodfellas.
Was she running that agency?
No, she was like his publicist or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Sebastian Stan, 44.
Where you at on Entourage, Monty? Are you pro?
Oh, yeah. Good. Even like the movie.
Good for you.
Born to Stay Now Dead. Alfred Hitchcock. Ben Hogan.
Gentle Ben.
I gotta go.
Dan Fogelberg.
Not that Hogan.
Shady, shady.
Oh.
Buddy Rogers and Johnny Gaudreau.
Oh,
no.
Was that Mr. Hockey? Bike accident?
Yes.
Lost his head.
With his brother.
Bob has
his brother.
I'm Dale sorry. Steve.
Still got his hockey pads, though.
Down the Stage Still Dead. The aforementioned Mickey Mantle. Annie Oakley.
Get your gun.
And Bert Lahr, the Lion in The Wizard of Oz.
Man. Thought he was still alive. No.
Little coward.
He's like 130.
Let's go!
Hi. How you doing?
I'm great.
Bye, Justin. Bye, Daddy. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.